Ah, the good old outdoors. It's the first time that Anna and I are recording in person, not on Zoom, in a real life setting. How is that working for you, Anna?
I think we need to take a photograph to show our listeners because I'm currently in a schlanket. I'm here. I just need the bathroom.
Already, we're at the start of the episode and Anna needs the toilet. Well, let's see how long this episode goes on for. Place your bets now whether we have to pause to record so Anna could go for a nature wee. No, we won't. We'll play some ukuleles and let's get having some fun. I realise I've got headphones on. There's absolutely no reason to have headphones on, but
you looked very profesh, though.
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, really, to set the scene. So, hi, I'm Claire, by the way, and that's Anna,
yeah.
And we do the Slimming World podcast.
You forgot what we did then?
Say the name. And so we just set the scene for you, okay? Right, we've got multiple towels, blankets. We've got the umbrella within arm's reach. If we're honest,
we have.
We're sat in a little park. Just outside of Glossop.
So pretty.
Which is just outside of Manchester. And the birds are all around us. Like, the trees are really green because it's spring. You know, like, the daffodils are kind of disappearing now. But honestly, I feel like we've got an audience with us.
It's beautiful. And I'm so, like, sticking out like a sore thumb, guys. You can imagine my hair, full face of makeup, handbag. Like, just, I look wrong here, don't I, Claire? I just don't
look. You don't look wrong.
But I don't look right.
But I think if anybody comes around the corner and sees us, they'll be like, what are they doing?
We're just having an intimate picnic for two.
I know, and who would have thought that we are in the top 20 health and fitness podcasts.
Wow.
With over 2 million listeners, and here we are, you in a slanket, and we're sat tucked around the corner of the edge of a park on the floor. I mean, this is going back to when we first started our podcast, sitting on concrete floors. I feel like we're going back to our roots.
And it feels good though, doesn't it? I'll never forget a podcast we did about SP. We're in the doorway of the town hall. Do you remember? To shelter.
Trafford Town Hall.
Yeah, to shelter.
Because it was raining.
Anyway, we have moved on.
Welcome back. This is Listeners Questions May 2021, where we delve into our post bag, mail bag, post box, inbox,
Insta DMs.
Yeah, and see what on earth you've all been up to. And it's a really great, joyful task for us to read and just see where you're all at. And so many different things have been happening. I mean, you've been sending us photos of sunsets, of cows, of trees dressed as Easter eggs, of leopard print doormats and outfits. And we seriously have some legging envy. And that's a lot of it is related to some of your stories about the SW Pod Step Challenge.
Oh, it's been momentous, hasn't it? I've got out.
Did you make this sound like that's a surprise?
Well, it is. Daisy said to me, "Mummy, I didn't know we could walk to the park."
Wow.
Yeah, I've been walking her little legs off. But we've even had Karen sent us a DM about a leopard print car.
I mean, that was crazy.
Oh, love this. My type of lady.
So, you know, as Jane said to us on a message early this month, she said, some people listen to relaxing music. She listens to us.
Poor woman.
So, you know, lots of different places. We love hearing where you listen to us. Always share that with us. People have been listening in the hot tub whilst you've been completing your couch to 5K. And even some of you whilst you've been delivering the post.
Love this.
What I did find really funny was that the pants versus knickers debate went off on our Instagram post. So Holly, who's part of our team, posted this pants versus knickers. I mean, we just thought it was just a random little off comment. And the clothing episode we did last month.
Oh, hell no.
Clearly, we've started a war between the north-south debate.
I told you my seven-year-old niece listened and asked me if I got paid to talk about knickers. No.
And just a note as well, thank you for all your well wishes. Aww. On my wedding announcements. Sorry, spoiler alert, if you're only just catching up, I got married a few weeks ago.
She's still single, and if you're back in the episode when we first died, can you imagine?
That was what was really funny. So people were like, oh my God, spoiler alert. Because some of you are kind of listening at the beginning when I'm still single and I'm still dating. And Lynn Lynn sent this really lovely message of wishing congratulations, and she had a tear to eye when I thanked you, Anna, for your help, to contrast with the laughs about Inch's guinea pigs. What a varied emotional podcast.
That's us in a nutshell, isn't it?
I think it really is. One minute we're crying, the next minute we're talking about pants versus knickers and how many guinea pigs we've lost. So anyway, this is where we share this podcast as a way to kind of just encourage you to have fun. Excuse me, could you just keep it down, please, birds?
There's some really loud ones,
aren't
there?
There's a robin 2 metres away from us.
Oh, mate, we're recording.
Yeah.
Do you remember the podcast where that fighter jet came over?
There was a fighter jet.
Yeah, that was...
We've been rudely interrupted in
many
times.
Yeah.
So this is a podcast that offers you a bit of bite-sized mojo. You know, we encourage you to connect with your consultants, with your group. Obviously, for us, it's really worked. Being part of Slimming World and following the plan officially rather than, you know, trying to botch it on our own at home. But I think what's really powerful about this is just how there, even amongst a world that is a little bit squiff, there are so many great things still happening. You have to dig for them. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. And I think you should feel inspired by the end of this podcast.
Here's hoping.
Nothing to do with us, no. Just our listeners.
Yes.
The thing that I thought was really interesting, so we did an episode about would you like to see the dessert menu?
Oh.
And proving that you can still lose weight and satisfy your sweet tooth. And we shared some of our ideas. But like the ideas that we had back of you sending us your pictures and your recipes, like Manula talked about apple baked oats and banana splits.
Nice.
Grace had a dessert for three sins. It was like hi-fi bars melted with banana and quark and then like caramel syrup and squirty cream and chocolate shavings. I mean, it looked like a banoffee pie.
Yeah, sounds insane.
I was just impressed. And like even like strawberries skewered with like chocolate sticks.
I did those for Daisy's birthday party.
Did you?
The kids went wild.
Really?
It was the plate that was cleared the quickest.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, no, they're nice. Huh. Yeah, really nice. Like, insanely nice. But it's a great way to get your speed free in and a chocolate hit.
Yeah, it's just how many... I think I'd still want to eat 20.
I was surprised, though, because that was my thought, but actually 5 was enough because of the strawberries.
Oh, okay.
And also, there were kids to feed and I couldn't really take them out of their mouths. So, yeah.
So let's kick off, then, with body munching. Let's talk about, like, and particularly about the steps as well, because I think... It's been eye-opening to me, like, how many of you got involved. I know some of you are still sending through your step totals, and maybe some of you joined a little bit late, so you're kind of carrying on for May. I have found it, just looking through the listeners' comments, amazing about what kind of difference stepping and walking has made.
It's been massive, hasn't it? And how they're getting them in and when they're getting them in is... Well, there's a will, there's a way.
I think, you know, like when you can't really manage what's happening on the scales and your head's a bit squiff, it feels like something that you can do that's going to make you feel better.
And something you can see an instant change in and you can almost control, can't you? I love it.
See, Jude... sent us a message about the inching closer to target. She, you know, she wanted to thank us because she'd lost 2.5 stone, but over the last year she'd yo-yoed and she was feeling really low because despite increasing her exercise, adding in some HIIT workouts as well as a daily walk, she'd not really had a loss on the scales. In fact, she'd even had a gain, but her inches seemed to have stayed the same. And she was pretty much ready to throw in the towel. It was the comment that we made in that episode about torturing herself or torturing yourself that made her cry. Aww. As this is what she realised she was doing. She's trying to food optimise but denying herself certain foods because she's labelling them as bad. And that just is making things worse. So now on, she's back on it. No food will be off limits, just under control, and the scales will not make me cry.
Love that. Well done on being able to look at yourself in kind of a really in-depth way.
Yeah.
You can do this, Jude.
So then Polly... was talking about jogging, okay?
Ooh, bit of jogging.
Yeah. I'm almost like, at what point does a brisk walk become a jog and a slow run slip into a jog?
And we also know a fact that I've just had some new body magic training that actually you can fat burn at a fast-paced walk as well as you could running.
So if you're not a runner...
If you've seen me running, I think you'd realise, uphill, I'd be faster walking.
Yeah, but sometimes we feel the pressure to run, don't we? When a fast-paced walk or a little jog might serve us well.
I find it really interesting because, you know, you've obviously got couch to 5K, and Polly here is saying she used to jog when she was in her 30s and 40s, but gave up when she was heavier. Her knees were too sore. She's now close to Target now, yes, and wants to be active again. So she's looking for tips on jogging. I mean, brilliant article if you search in the Lifeline online, which says the joys of jogging.
Yeah.
And it's really great. The main thing is it stresses about warming up.
Really key. Yeah. Do you know the stretching bit? Because I do a lot of indoor walking and I had underestimated how much you need to stretch when you're warm. Because a lot of us may stretch to begin with, but the best time is when your muscles are warm.
Well, I don't know. If you're like me... Basically, you expect yourself to get out of bed, run a marathon, come home, lift 100 kilograms of weights, then make an absolutely food-optimised breakfast, have zero sins all day, step on the scale and I've lost 20 pounds. I mean, talk about unrealistic.
I mean, I don't know I've ever been like that, apart from I've just wanted to wake up and be 3 stone heavier without moving or eating anything but chocolate, so I totally get you.
But, you know, with the jogging, I mean... I had the conversation with Matt because Matt,
he's a runner.
Matt's a runner.
Yeah,
and I do it sometimes just to like keep him happy. I'm like, should we go for a run together? Even though inside I'm dying, like there's no joy here for me. Oh. The thing that I beat myself with a stick because I kind of had considered walking cheating.
No, it's, you know, not.
Like, either you run it all, or you don't bother and you just walk it. I mean, actually. There's benefits in doing a bit of both and building it up.
I've had a lady, she can't run, but she has walked the entire couch to 5K.
Yeah. Not,
you've done the distance. Does it matter how you've got there? Hop, skip, wheelbarrowed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
See, I love walking. I absolutely... And I really appreciate doing the challenge. I think I'd said on another podcast how it just helped me really get out there. I mean, I went for another walk the other day and I got up early. Matt was out on this crazy bike ride and I was like, see ya, bye. But so he left at like 7 a.m. or something. It was at the weekend. And I got up and I made my porridge. I put it in a flask. I made a coffee, put that in a flask, but took like a little pack of strawberries, a banana, some dates, threw it on my back and just walked out. I had my headphones.
Did you throw it all on your back?
Backpack.
Just
right.
Checking.
I'm telling a romantic story.
Oh, right, sorry,
here. You're
sorry.
Breaking my rhythm.
I was just thinking she's got porridge rolling. Okay, so carry on.
In a flask.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I'm like going for this walk and it's like really early. So the like all the birds are like just woken up. They're singing all around me. I knew there was this place where the bluebells were coming.
I saw your pictures.
So I went to go and see, are the bluebells up? And I was the only one around. And then I saw a lone deer. And so it's just me and this deer, and it's just.
What did you do?
Initially, I put all my food away.
Yeah, because
like,
that's what I'd be
you're
like.
You're not eating my food. Well, I've weighed and measured this. No, I'm not sharing it. There's no sins here. Anyway, it was just having a little wander, and then it saw me, and then we just kind of spent a few minutes together.
Did you?
Just walking, like it was slightly in front of me, and I just stayed really quiet and just followed it. And I was like, I would never. Have experienced that. And it was a little bit of a hike to get there. It ended up being like a 3-hour hike.
Wow.
I saw little baby lambs, I saw calves, and I kind of had a moment where I was like, the fact that I don't drink means I can get up at 7 a.m. on a Sunday and not feel awful and waste my day. The fact that I am active and I can
use my knees
and, you know, my back's strong and I can walk means I can cope with a 3-hour walk. Because early days, that would have just ruined me for the whole day.
Yeah,
it would have been a big deal to go and do a 3-hour walk. And it's holding on to those things that I kind of think this is a real... I'm grateful for this moment.
Yeah. And I think it's also to anyone who's like me listening, who maybe isn't as active as Claire or likes the nature as much, it's about finding how you can fit it in. So for me, I've just been trying to incorporate Daisy into it. So I've been saying, Daisy, will you help Mummy do exercise in the garden? And we've been walking and running laps of the garden and going on the trampoline and trying to do anything to get my steps up. And she says, Mummy, just stop looking at your watch. It's okay. But it's incorporating it into your lifestyle, isn't it? So, you know, I think where there's a will, there's a way. Yours sounds far more romantic than a 4-year-old running up and down the garden.
But you know what? It was one of those moments where, like, maybe in years to come, it might not just be me. I might have more responsibility or whatever there may be where I'm not able to do that. So I kind of thought, enjoy your freedom. Yeah. Enjoy the fact that you're active. The weather's good. Make the most of it.
And beautiful.
It's quite a powerful thing to do. Even if my food wasn't necessarily great that day, I did something.
Yeah, and it's counting the things that you won at, not the things that went a bit wonky.
Also, I really enjoyed my porridge that day.
Did
whereas you? Sometimes I just get up and I just ram it in my mouth and I move on.
You can't even remember eating it. I have a lot of the time. But you had a deer watching you.
I did. I had a little, it was a mindful moment.
Love that.
Her face then, she was like, you cheese ball. But so it turns out a few of you are having fun. Like Debbie's in a group in Gateshead, and she talked about getting the group to do like collective steps, which sounds like a really, really fun
thing. I was in a group that did that. We've walked to New York, to Iceland, all over the place.
Yeah. And so then Joy had talked about like just the way her mindset is. So Joy said, just writing this after another early morning walk of listening to another old episode of the podcast. My quick version of the journey. I fought my weight for 20 years. I've never experienced being an adult not obsessed with my weight. I've done everything. I've counted, I've measured, I've logged, I've shaked, I've souped. I've done Slimmer World and I've done total fasting. Easter last year, 2020, I had that moment of I am done being horrible to myself. Fast forward a year, and I'm going for my 4-stone award.
Woohoo!
What a difference 12 months makes. I've been stuck in a rut, though, at the moment. I've been doing the plan. My weight has plateaued for a good few months. Had to get my mojo back, so been listening to the podcasts. Decided to join the April Steps Challenge and walk at least 30 minutes every day. Listen to the podcast and log those steps. As of this morning, I've listened to about 20 previous episodes. I've done over 100 kilometres total for those walks, and my weight has started coming off again. Just wanted to say thank you to let you know your podcast has helped me reset my whole mindset and get back into my journey with gusto. Love that word.
It's a brilliant word.
Gusto. I've about another 3 or 4 stone to go, but I know I'll do it. In the same way as I meal plan every week or measure my healthy extras, every day I know that your podcast will be a firm part of my Slimming World activity every week. So yeah, thank you. And obviously, that means we're pretty much best friends now. From Joy in Portadown, who is often seen walking the roads at 6:30 in the morning, laughing at the podcast or nodding her head vigorously in agreement.
Oh, that's such a beautiful message. Love that.
So we got a message from Lily as well. Do you want to pick this one up?
Yes, she says, hi Anna and Claire, I've just listened to your latest episode and I loved it. Been a Slimming World member for over 3 years, but never really enjoyed exercise. Oh, what does that say?
After an atrocious lockdown.
So she's given the dyslexic the smallest print ever and I'm like, what does that say? My first... lockdown one. I thought she said after an atrocious first husband, but she doesn't. She says, my husband and I made the decision at the beginning of lockdown two that we were going to go and walk round the fields by our house every morning before work, as I work from home. It started off as a huge effort, especially as it got colder, but we persevered and we're still doing it now. We've seen a huge difference to our energy throughout the day. We don't get as many aches and pains, and it's helped us both with our weight loss. We love our daily walks and are now doing longer routes over the weekend and planning more hiking trips when we can travel again. We live in flat Norfolk. Oh, okay. I love what Claire said about how walking is often an underrated form of exercise. I have friends who are into running, and for years I felt like I've never got to their level, but I now realise I don't have to. I found an exercise that works for me and I'm reaping the benefits. Oh, she was saying that to you, Claire, about you and your exercise. It's finding your thing.
Yeah.
It really, really is key. I love that. And I love that you're doing it with your hubby. That's cool.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what? I think there's something about when you kind of like look at all the different aspects of life, and I do like the synergy of the plan. You know, the fact that it is let's think about
the whole
psychology. We think about what foods you're fueling your body with, what nutrients that your body needs. You know, you're getting the sleep, you're moving. I kind of feel like for me, having a bit of a fix of nature away from the screen. You know, close the laptop, put the phone in your pocket, turn it off. Listen to the birds all around you.
You feel better.
I feel like it all. Another massive one for me is just look at the sea.
Oh, I love that. Do you know, it'd be my dream to live by the sea or just by water? I think it's so grounding. Sorry. I love the water.
This is why I'm getting a bath.
Yeah. This is why I just bought a hot tub, love. So consistent. But there's something. I think if I lived by the sea, I'd just be out there all the time. I love it.
So if you do live by the sea.
So jealous. One of my colleagues, and she became a member, she lives by the sea in Kent, and I'm so jealous because it just looks so pretty. Inner city Manchester with a hot tub's not the same.
It's not really, is it?
No.
You chav.
Oh, stop it. I'm not a chav. Shout out to any of our listeners that have an inflatable hot tub. She don't know what she's missing. Do you remember? She doesn't remember this conversation. When we first got sponsored, I said, I'm going to buy a hot tub to you. And you were like, imagine if we had sponsorship hot tubs. You don't remember that conversation.
I still want to do a podcast in a hot tub.
Come round. Get me a hot tub.
My one claim to fame is I was working as a reporter for BBC Radio 4. And actually did part of an interview in a hot tub.
Did you? Yeah. Right. In the summer, we're coming round to mine. We're setting the mics up. We're going to record in the hot tub.
Oh my God.
I'll give you a sieve. It's fine.
Okay. I think we might get some different microphones. No, there's people walking past us with their dog and they're looking at us like absolute weirdos.
Like we're doing something wrong.
Well, we are weirdos. Yeah. That doesn't help. Right, mindset. Okay. Eleanor. Eleanor says, this is my fifth time joining Slimming World and it's the best start I've had by far. Nearly 2.5 stone in a month.
Wow. In a month?
Yeah.
I'm
suffering, however, with the guilt of previous journeys. I'm struggling to celebrate my weight loss and my Club 10 achievements, as at the back of the mind, I'm thinking, well, you've still got 3 stone before you initially starting weight when you first joined.
Yeah.
Before your initial starting weight when you first joined. Is there any way to retrain my brain to forget about the past and focus on the current journey I'm on? Oh, this is exactly where I was.
Yeah. Do you know what I think? When we feel guilt about previous journeys, we're forgetting everything we've been through that caused us to regain the weight. So I've been saying this to a lot of members about what we've been through in the last year. We forget that we've survived the last year, that we've come through it. And actually, the biggest tip I can give you about losing the guilt is that, and Claire kind of brought this to my attention when she did her letter to herself, it's thanking your body for getting you to be where you are, because it served a purpose. That eating or drinking got you through a certain situation, and actually it's about saying, I've had the courage and the confidence to go and start again and lose it, rather than berating for yourself for the fact that you're there. Because actually, I think that people sometimes need multiple journeys to learn how to keep the weight off. I know I had to regain my weight to understand A, how important it was, but B, that I needed to make long-term habit changes. So I would try and find some positive out of the fact that you've had the courage to return. I don't know. What would you say?
As you were saying that, I was kind of thinking about how maybe we need to stop thinking about this is a new journey. For me, that doesn't work. Actually, okay. It's all one long journey from when the moment you're born to the moment you end. It's a continued journey,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus, we're getting deep. Okay.
And so all the things that happened in the past have happened, and it was part of the story.
Like it served the purpose to get you through.
You needed to do that, whatever it was. Like, you know how sometimes people can feel guilty because they've been and had that binge or that splurge. Like this weekend, I was starving and I just felt like I wanted to eat anything that was in sight.
Yeah.
And I think it was also because I'd worked quite hard the last week. I'd done a lot of working out and my body was hungry.
Yeah.
And it wanted whatever the nutrients were. And rather than be like, oof, this, oh my God, beat myself up. I've had loads of sins. This is ridiculous. It's like, okay, what can I learn from this? I didn't eat enough. I didn't drink enough. I need to maybe change that.
Yeah.
I need to have the right food in, because when I don't have the right food in and the hunger hits,
you eat your husband's stuff.
Or we actually ordered a takeaway. And that was a long time since I've done that. So I guess I'm trying to accept that they're not all separate journeys where you stop, start. It's all connected.
It's a very good way of thinking of it.
But then some people I know also say, right, I'm drawing the line. I need to make a fresh start. And this, I'm going back to the beginning. And that works for them too. So I think it's a personal situation. But I think if I am constantly comparing, like I've still got old books when I joined
ditch them.
And you kind of like putting your books next to each other and like, well, in my first week on that journey, I lost 5 pounds.
No. And I say, that was really, it sounded rude, I didn't mean it like that. But I learned from a young age, maybe because I was so profoundly dyslexic, I stopped comparing myself to others, because in school I was never going to achieve like they achieved. And I think when you look at those numbers on the book,
unless you've written paragraphs about how you felt, you don't remember how you got that 5 pound weight loss. You don't remember the fact that actually you were maybe in a better state with your mental health, all of that. So I think we're very selective in our memories,
yeah.
and we can use them to torture ourselves, and we rewrite history. So that way of losing and forgetting the past, we've done that selectively. So it's actually saying, my old journeys have brought me to this point, and actually I'll never regain that weight again because I've learned to change my habits. I've learned to deal with my emotions. Like, you think about how much you've changed. You've changed your eating, you've changed your weight, you've changed your drinking, you've changed as a person to get to where you are today.
Mm.
And actually, you needed that to happen right now, whereas previously you weren't ready for that.
And it doesn't happen all at the flick of a finger or overnight.
And
actually,
it's not easy.
You slowly tweaking. It's almost like if I live till I'm like 84.
Oh my God, you're going to live to 110.
I'm going to be so much cooler and like cleverer and like better possibly than I am now.
Well, they say youth is wasted on the young, don't they? And I truly...
What?
Youth is wasted on the young because the young people don't appreciate what they have when they're young. And it's not until you're older and you've been through the cycle of life that you actually realise, like, actually, if I had the energy I had when I was 15 now, how productive I could be. But I was too busy eating takeaway and drinking vodka in a park bench, do you know what I mean, to do that. So, yeah, the listeners will know that saying. My mum used to say it to me loads. Youth is wasted on the young and many hands make light work. But I, in short, I would say, forgive, move on, and thank the person that maybe has got you to where you are now rather than beat her up.
Claire's just looking at me like, yeah.
Oh, Eleanor, I so feel your pain. I think you know from me reading my letters, from sharing that. And because, so this current journey, I've lost over 5 stone, but it almost felt like the first 3 stone of that, I didn't really count. Because that was, I'd lost 3 stone in my last journey. So then I'd kind of like gone and put it all back on and then some. So it didn't really feel like I was kind of moving forwards.
It's
until,
like you were paying your debt off.
Yes. Mm. Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Like a credit card. Yeah. You're paying your mortgage, but only the interest.
Totally. Yes. Whereas actually, if you could just say, I've gone to work and I've earned enough money to pay the interest off. It's a cow.
Is that a cow? Wow. Do you know what? But then I think also, Eleanor, maybe you just reach a point where was the lady who said, enough, I didn't want to feel like this. Joy said, I'm done being horrible to myself, right? And look at Joy. In you know, she's struggled with her weight for 20 years, but in 12 months she got her head down and she's celebrating the fact that she's lost over 4 stone.
Incredible.
Maybe we all need to be a bit more Joy, and that's what we can take from this, Eleanor. And that's why we do this episode, to kind of get us all out of our heads and start thinking and hearing what other people are kind of learning as they go through the journey of life.
In short, we don't have any miracle solutions apart from just keeping working on yourself, sadly.
And maybe eventually it becomes lighter.
Mm, yeah, physically and mentally.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cow, guys, if we suddenly cut off.
I think we're safe. I don't think they're going to come in this lovely park.
I've got a lovely salad, though. They might be attracted to that.
Sam says, hey, Anna and Claire.
Hey.
I joined Slimmer World January 2020. I had a doctor's checkup and was told that I had high blood pressure. Hey, look, I think there's a theme here. I've battled with weight for over 20 years. I've done Slimming World 3 times before and I've never stuck at it. We've got geese now. I mean,
we've got a dog.
We've got 2 dogs. Sorry, Sam. Anyway, Sam says, this time it's different. I've had a lifestyle change. I've lost 5 stone. I hit target 4 weeks ago.
Get in.
The new me has embraced exercise. And throughout lockdown, I've done walks. I've done HIIT workouts. I've rode a bike for the first time in 8 years. I run or walk daily and I feel amazing. The podcast really helped me stay on track, as being target is almost as hard as the journey to get there. So for her, she panics when she starts to take the foot off the pedal and have a gain. She doesn't want to go back to where she was. She's looking forward to renewing her wedding vows next year for the 20th anniversary and wearing a beautiful dress, as my wedding dress was a size 20 and I'm now a size 12. Any tips? Thanks for the giggles too. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, Sam.
Yes.
Let's just pick up on the good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's start with the good stuff.
Ditch the not so and move on, yeah.
First time in 8 years riding a bike.
I mean, I don't know if you heard me. I was just like, wow.
You're feeling amazing. You've got the shinies to go with it, losing over 5 stone. You've hit target. I mean,
you've lost my 2 4-year-olds.
We've got a dog running around us, catching a ball. I mean, it all just seems to like be in sync, Sam. And I think maybe it sounds quite inevitable, doesn't it, that people, if you've been thinking about weight loss for 20 years, that you might find it difficult to kind of say, I'm done now. How do you switch that mindset?
Do you know, I've just been, I've had a spate of Target members in the last 4 weeks. I say spate, but we've had some incredible people hitting Target. And a lot of what they've struggled with is that switch of, oh gosh, I'm at Target now, what do I do? And I think you've got to remember it's a process. You're only 4 weeks in. If you're a group member, you would have got, oh, an online member, you would have got your Slim for Life book. And I think it's about saying, I've got to change gear now. It's like going from a traffic jam to an empty road with the sun shining. Like, it takes a little while to get in that groove. And I would say practice. Target takes practice. Life, not thinking about losing weight, takes practice. And like Claire said, when you've been doing this for 20 years, it's a scary place. It's an exciting place. But I would just keep going and thinking in kind of weekly chunks rather than anything else.
Yeah, see, when you said the other week about your niece who hadn't weighed for 6 years.
Yeah.
And we discussed, like, I've been used to kind of looking at the scales at least every week,
yeah,
or checking in with Slimming World, being part of the script of,
yeah,
oh yeah, you know, we're all still losing, I'm still doing this, I'm still doing that on food optimizing, have you been on plan, off plan, the lingo, right?
So weird,
and it's almost
it?
Like you kind of, I don't know, a bit of an outsider of the club.
You're not. It's about finding that new place. Target members are so key in group. You know, without my Target members in group, I wouldn't have that fountain of knowledge. I wouldn't have that almost tribe of hope. I always think of my Target members as like a wall surrounding group that give everyone who's losing weight the hope that they can get there. So, you know, I think it's that just flipping gear. It's like retirement, okay? When people retire, they're used to getting up at 7:30 or 6:30 every morning, driving to work. It's about establishing new routines. So knowing that doesn't come overnight.
It's a new journey.
It's a new journey.
It's all the same journey. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, to be honest. Maybe
she gets paid for this, by the way.
Sam, it's the same journey. Nothing's changed. You're still the same person. It's a bit like me getting married. I'm still the same person. I still have all the same achievements. I still have all the same thoughts. I've just basically put a ring on it.
No, but I don't know. That marriage is that cement that says we're glued. If you want half my CDs, mate, we're going to court.
I think that's a fantasy. I'm still my own person. I'm still
my own
thoughts.
But
the pressure, like when you get married, that pressure, you think, right, everything's going to change. You're going to become this different person. It's comparable to what people are saying with Target.
Totally. You don't. You just
when
got
I get
ring
to Target, I'm going to become this amazing size 6 queen who wears tight leather trousers and waves in the, you know, without worrying about my bingo wings with sleeveless tops in the summer. Like, you have this fantasy.
Yeah, of course. And it's like you thought it was this magical land, didn't you, Target? It's actually just going,
oh,
I'm doing
what
I'm now.
Same.
Yeah. She's really selling it, guys.
No.
I'm still the same. Life's rubbish. I've just got a ring.
It's checking out the fantasy versus the reality.
Yeah. And I think that's a thing.
And I'm not saying
that
the reality isn't that bad either.
I mean, she's really happily married now. She's really selling it.
I am. Oh, my goodness.
Thank God he doesn't listen.
Right. Let's go to light bulb moments.
Oh, we love a light bulb moment, don't we?
Okay. Julie's got a handy one here about planning.
This is brilliant.
So this might help some people. She hates planning. She actually put capital letters for H-A-T-E. Pardon me. I did a little burp into the microphone. We'll save that for you. Good job you can't
You're
smell
not going
to
like edit that out. Oh, God, I'm so glad we're socially distancing.
Anyway, planning makes a huge, also in capitals, difference to her weight loss. So lazy planner here, this is what I do. I spend a couple of hours one afternoon and plan a 3-week rolling menu. Just repeat the 3 weeks until you get bored, but the result is weeks of meals but only one planning session. I roll those 3 weeks for a full school term, then I plan a new 3 weeks. I also plan 3 shopping lists for those 3 weeks, so each week I don't have to think about what to buy. I just buy what's on the list for that particular week, and I know that I've got everything I need. So 2 hours for planning, that covers about 12 weeks, or for as long as you want. I've also discovered my freezer. No, my freezer then just contains what I need.
Yeah.
I've heard the wrong punctuation there. I've also discovered my freezer then just contains what I need instead of 17 packs of chicken and mince and not enough veg.
Totally with you.
So there we go.
Julie, what an astounding tip. That is going to change me.
So Chelsea was talking about, she loves the simplicity of how we kind of
talk
our passion for the plan.
She loves that we're simple.
Like the healthy extra and the calcium, before she thought of it as a way to cut extra dairy and fat, that not that the fact that she was losing the calcium. But the bit that she wants to thank us for is her why. So she's been in a relationship now for 7 months. They live together. However, she has ballooned. Luckily, he loves her, but she doesn't love her. Aww. And she could never really express why she wanted to lose weight so bad. So instead, she'd be cooking all these big meals full of cream and cheese boards and wine and her ultimate favourite lager. But by being able to write down her honest whys, she's been able to talk about this with her partner. And actually, he saw all the stuff that she couldn't say about being too embarrassed to, you know, not be able to play sport with him and his children and feeling really conscious of her clothes. And so that has really opened up the conversation. It's completely kick-started a change in her journey and just given her the lifeline to connect to a group. So she can't wait to catch up on all the episodes. But it's love binging listening.
Well done, you.
So what else have we got here? Natalie talks about looking at resilience.
I mean, Natalie's job is something I think you'd be brilliant at.
I don't know. I'd like it, but maybe not in winter when it's snowy.
No.
She's a ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what exactly rangers do. I just get them as like cool hats and like khaki colours.
They're
like
in charge, aren't they? They're checking that everything's
Calamity
safe.
Jane, I'm pitching. That's what I'm... I don't know what you look like, Natalie.
She's renamed you.
But I imagine you look like Calamity Jane. Calamity Jane was a cowboy, not a ranger.
Same, yeah, but it's the hat I think you're thinking,
aren't
you?
It's the hat, yeah. Anyway, we've asked you to send some photos of you out ranging, if that's what you call it.
Rangering?
Ranging? Rangering?
Rangering. Patrolling.
Right, let's get down to this. So I'm actually way back in the back catalogue. I've been listening to episode 59, Let's Get Moving. That's when there was a cow. Episode.
We saw a cow, yes.
So she inspects trails as a ranger, and she heard us say it's all about giving your body that extra push and making it work harder. This really struck something with her because she's a Slimming World member, has been a while, but has just bounced around really. She's pleased at the moment that Slimming World has allowed her not to gain weight over lockdown, but equally, she hasn't lost any. Well, some of her Slimming World companions have certificates all over the show. She is quite active, but she wouldn't say she was fit, but she's been kind of got an on-off relationship with exercise and dieting since she was about 16. She has medals from running races, always had an active job as either as an outdoor instructor or as a ranger, but just seems like average amounts of exercise just don't seem to make much difference. While a partner and her joined a martial arts gym about 2 years ago, he lost lots of weight, but she didn't really lose much, and it made her feel quite down. So today she's wandering about the forest as she writes this to us. She's listening to the podcast as she goes. She likes that she can still hear the birds and our talking at the same time. Well, you're definitely topping it up today. And she's grateful that her body is capable. She's felt annoyed in the past when she sat in group and heard people say, I've been walking for X number of minutes each day this week and lost 7 pounds. When she has had really strenuous days at work and struggled to get running a few days and not losing anything or just a pound here or there. So she said she actually just needs to get the food element right in her head and consider how the food is fueling her body to push on and do more and recognise how amazing it is. Although she might not have cracked a bad relationship with food, her body has continued to push and she wants to be there for herself. It's an amazing thing to be able to get up and about and that she shouldn't take that for granted. So thank you for reminding me how resilient my body is and how capable it is. Sorry for the huge rant. I didn't expect to say this much to you. Just thank you.
Oh, magnificent. Love that.
I love these Dear Diary posts that you send us.
They're so good. Do you know what I love? Sally. Do you know what I love, Claire? Sally. Well, I don't know, Sally, but I love her strategy for keeping tabs on her sins. Two coin jars, one with the sins left for the week and one left for the sins that you've had. She's lost £4 in 2 weeks. She says it's definitely working. That alongside the one third speed free. Do you know, I had a member that used to think about sins as money. So do I want to spend £15 today? Do I want to spend £2.50 on that? And that really, really works.
Another visual, though, isn't it? I like the, you know, we talked about snakes and ladders previously. Yes, actually, sometimes you need that visual element.
Yeah, 100%. So Vivian messaged about saying, did we know that ready mix spices had a sin value? So I just wanted to let you know that some of them do. So if a spice is a blend, some of those could have sins, but just a bog standard bit of parsley or mixed herbs won't have sins in, but things like potato seasoning, stuff like that, are blended with sugar and fat, so just watch out. She says she had just been chucking them in freely, didn't know that a level teaspoon could be one sin. So thank you so much for the Hidden Sins podcast. She'd located more than one error and is £6 from target, and every sin counts. So post lockdown she will be ready, and says a big thank you.
Lauren says she doesn't normally send messages. She's binging listening to the podcast and says the podcast has helped her really click and kind of dial into Slimming World in a new way.
Oh.
She's been listening to our episode about group, like the power of group, 6th of January 2020. And she said she can't tell us how much it resonates with her. She originally joined in June 2019, but it didn't really work out with her and that group and that consultant. And so then she kind of messed about a bit, and then she joined a new group with a different consultant, and it just seemed to all fall into place. And so since then, she's kind of got back on it. She's lost 2 stone, and she said it's really just, you know, the consultant, it was just kind of gets her, and the ladies in the group have kept her really motivated. She's a little late to the party, but she said listening to that podcast absolutely hit the nail on the head.
Oh.
And I suppose that, you know, we've talked about that either as from a consultant point of view or as a member point of view. Look, just because there's a group that's near you, if that group or that consultant doesn't work for you, find another one.
Yeah, it's like a hairdresser, a nail technician, a doctor, a lawyer. Yeah, you've got choice. Do you know what? We've got some amazing target achievement celebrations, haven't we?
Yeah.
Michelle just said, I need to tell someone, and my hubby's out playing golf. I'm at target. I'm almost 46. This is the third Slimming World target attempt. I reached target in 2014 before getting married, and then I stopped going. But I'm here. I'm almost back. I'm back to the weight I was in 1994, aged 19, when I met my husband. I want to say thank you to you both for your honesty on the podcast. I listen while I'm walking, cooking, or cleaning. Rock and roll lifestyle, she says. I often find myself laughing out loud or verbally agreeing with you, which must look hilarious to passers-by when I'm out walking, when they have no idea what I'm listening to. So well done, Michelle. Congratulations.
And I know Michelle actually did the step challenge last month, so congratulations, because I remember seeing some of your photos. So Abby, this is a
fibbing,
really interesting message, and we want to share this because I think that we hope if you're listening to this and you're feeling a bit lost, that this just gives you the power of what is truly capable when you kind of make that first step, you know, to release the guilt. If you found yourself wandering off or away, or you've had a big gain over lockdown, this is the type of message that I think means just get your head back down. So look, Abby sent us this message and she titled it Getting the Old Abby Back. Okay, I just want to say thank you for the podcast. Last year I really struggled, obviously with the pandemic, but we lost my hubby's grandfather to cancer. We found out my mother-in-law was very poorly. It was just emotionally tough. You know, I'd started fertility treatments. I found out I was pregnant in December. I lost the baby. I felt like every time I started to get back up after being knocked down, I would be pushed even further down. I was in an incredibly dark place. I don't even want to write down or remember where I was at that point. And then my lovely consultant, Ola, recommended in group for about the 100th time, I just didn't act on it, to listen to your podcast. I started from the beginning, and through February, I binge listened to you. You made me fall in love with food optimising. I realised I had never really food optimised before, and it made me evaluate why I wanted to lose weight. Not only that, you pulled me out of my dark depression. Anna's wonderful optimism in the face of everything she's been through and Claire's very real personality has just been amazing. I felt less alone and made me realise I could get up and I could be strong. And not just that, be happy. So for the first time ever, on the 10th of March, I was slimmer of the week.
Woo!
And I'm now unstoppable. My husband and colleagues are amazed at the turnaround in my mood, and they have said that they have the old Abby back. It may sound dramatic, but you have genuinely saved my life and made me see sunshine on the darkest days. I've laughed and I've cried listening to your podcast. I'm now nearly caught up and I'm up to date and look forward to going back and listening to my favourite episodes again. Thank you so much. There is nothing I can say that will express how grateful I am for you. You're my ray of sunshine.
Oh my God.
We didn't know what to say when we received that.
I like cried when I read that. Like, you're amazing. How Claire and I are like looking at each other in the middle of this part, like, how astounding are you, Abby? Thank you for sharing that. Really, really thank you. But amazing tenacity you have to have the courage to do that. And I'm just, yeah, just glad that you're happy.
I think there's something, there'll be a strength within you now, Abby, that will fire you for the rest of your life, because you know that life is cyclical, that just as things go down, they can come back up. And once you've kind of pulled yourself back up out of that, you know that, yeah, you might face hard times in the future, but you know that you have this strength within you. Mm. It's there, always waiting, whenever you need to tap into it, to pull you back.
I think you have to get so low to realise that, don't you? And both of us have been at that point where you hit rock bottom and then you realise you've got the inner strength to carry you out. You're incredible. Mm. Thank you for sharing. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, it does. It does. So, Pen here. Pen is one of the people who's been listening right from the start when we started the podcast. Do you remember in the early days when we were talking about scallops and seafood?
And the people must think who haven't listened. Yeah, like we were obsessed by scallops in West Sussex.
And it was crazy because at that point we only had like, I don't
four
even know.
Four listeners. Yeah. And they're all from West Sussex eating scallops.
We were just like, you know, the most listened to podcast in West Sussex.
Sussex, yeah.
Well, anyway, Pen has finally got to target. Incredible. Four stone down, three with Snowy World, and she can't begin to tell us how amazing it feels. More than that, it's the friendships that she's made throughout this journey. So much so, I wonder if you could give a shout out to the Wednesday night group in Burgess Hill, West Sussex.
Shout out. Oh my God, we didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't. We are doing the step challenge, planning on walking 1,004 miles.
Interesting.
To virtually visit one of our members' apartments in Zabia in Spain.
Nice.
My gorgeous mum also listens to your podcast. Her name is Leslie and she attends a meeting in Lancashire. Not that far from you. Keep up the fab work.
Oh, hello mum.
So just another first time mum sent a message, and I don't think you are just another first time mum.
I really don't. I think you're utterly mind blowing.
You need to update your title.
Yeah.
I would like to see a photo of this with all of these flipping millions of stickers. So hello lovely ladies, hope you're both doing really well. I never get called a lady.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. You know.
You've actually put makeup on. I actually haven't washed my hair in 4 days. Like, what is it when I come to the podcast with you that I don't? Maybe I just need to accept that's how I am.
I washed my hair for the first time in 5 days yesterday because I knew I was coming to see you.
Not that washing hair makes you a lady.
No, but it may. Yeah, no. I think the definition of lady is very different for things, isn't
it? I'll accept it.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies. I just wanted to send you a little update. A few weeks ago, I caught up in the entire back catalogue. How do you all have time to
I mean,
do this?
It worries me how much of us you must have had in your life.
Well, look, she's put here, I won't lie, I'm pretty sad now, not having a new one to listen to every day. I've now done a full 12 weeks since I fully recommitted to plan. And I know it's not just about numbers and certificates. I'm super proud of myself in that time. You know what? If people started today and look where they could get in 12 weeks, here's what you could get. You could get a bronze body magic award.
A silver?
Yeah, silver body magic award as well. Because that's 2 4 weeks, isn't it? You get a half stone award. You get your 1 stone award. 1.5 stone award. Club 10 award. Slimmer of the week 5 times. times, Slimmer of the Month 2 times.
Or twice.
I have never been so successful in the shiny department. I just wanted to say thank you. You've really helped me tackle the psychology of weight loss for me. It's helped massively. I really feel motivated. I'm planned every week. So, yeah, just a massive thank you.
Oh, I love that. Well done, you. We've had some men get in touch as well.
We have, yeah. Don't sound so surprised. People are still reacting to Jason's episode, which is called One for the Men. I mean, Jason actually sent a message because he is called Jason, but he's not the Jason.
Oh, right. He's just another Jason.
He's another Jason, but not just any other Jason. He's another Jason.
Okay.
I was emphasising that.
Sorry.
You know, he really wanted to send us a message off the back of listening to the man-centric episode. He's been slim and well for 3 years, having lost just over 7 stone in total.
My gosh.
His dad has done the same.
Wow.
Our podcasts are a constant source of motivation and support outside the group. And it's nice having something to look forward to on a Monday.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I love Grant. He said, hey, amazing podcasters. I started your podcast in February after our amazing consultant and friend, Chris, suggested listening to it. I love listening to it in the bath, the hot tub, on walks and while cleaning. You guys have saved me during lockdown. I have a wedding that I'm best man at in August and I want to be at Target to fit into my skinny fitted suit and shirt. Oh, go for it, Grant.
Awesome. And George has said, thanks for the podcast. We are his must listen to on the way to work in the morning. Oh. Now reached Target, as just working on one more stone to come off. Happy to have got my 7 stone award and 7 stone gone now. Oh, and new underpants.
Nice, George. Glad to hear that.
Okay, one to round up then for this episode comes from Louise, okay? Oof, Louise. Hello, ladies.
Again.
Another ladies.
It's a theme there, Claire.
I mean, what do we want to be called? Hey, chicks. What would you want to be called? How do you want to be addressed?
Badass.
Is that even allowed?
I don't know.
Is that family friendly?
As in donkey. Ass.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I didn't. Just in case, you know, anyone picks up on it. I wasn't swearing.
But we could say female dogs.
Yes,
I mean,
we could.
That's definitely not family friendly. Hello, ladies. I just wanted to say a big thank you. I've always struggled with my weight. I feel like there's a theme in this podcast.
Do you? Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, we're all battling in our own ways.
Yeah.
3 years ago, we had our first and only, with lots of exclamation marks, baby together. Our son was born and it was magical. However, night feeds and the constant tiredness that came with that just meant I ate more and more rubbish. I found getting up and down off the floor so hard when trying to play with our son. I'd encourage him to either play on his own or watch TV. So when we were sat on the sofa, I found I was wishing my time and my son to go faster. I just wanted to get him to bed so I could sit on the sofa and relax and eat. Fast forward to the 21st of February 2021, that's this February, and after a very stressful day with a 2-year-old literally running circles around me, I found myself sat on the bathroom floor crying. I was exhausted. My husband came home from work and sat on the floor with me, telling me everything was okay and that I'd feel better after having a nice long bath. As I lay in the bath, I was looking through pictures on my phone and again I started to cry. I realised, looking at the pictures, they were all either of my son or my son and his dad. I realised I'd not only missed out on almost 2 years of taking pictures for memories, but I'd also missed out on 2 years of playing with my son. I'd been sitting on the floor with him, chasing him all around the park, all because I was too exhausted all of the time. I sat in the bath and I was crying and I googled ways to lose weight. Slimming World came up along with some other options and I'd never been on a successful diet. And reading that Slimming World wasn't just a diet seemed to win me around. There was also a comment about your podcast. So whilst I was there in that bath, 7:30 on the 21st of February, I listened to the first episode of the podcast and then the second and then the third. So much so that my husband came to check that I hadn't dragged around at about 10:30 p.m. Something about your raw honesty shook me into realising I had a problem and I needed to deal with it. The next day my son went to nursery and instead of making my normal 4 slices of toast with lashings of butter, I googled my nearest Slimming World. Literally shaking, I called the number, I left a voice message. Within a few hours, the consultant called me back and I joined. The next step was to get on the scales, something I dreaded. I just stood staring at them with tears running down my face. 7 Zoom meetings later, and after listening to almost all the old Slimming World podcasts, as well as the current ones, I am now down by 1 stone 10 pounds.
Ah!
I save your new podcasts to listen to on a Friday evening, as they always give me the inspiration to get through the weekend, which is my hardest time. It's with so much thanks that I write this email. I still have such a long journey to go, but having small targets that I can achieve really helps. I'm now really loving the time that I spend with my son, as I can now do so much more with him. I can't say thank you enough. Louise.
Wow. We've been totally dumbstruck, is that the word, on this podcast, by your tenacity and your strength. What an amazing lady.
I think what I have learnt is when we started this podcast and we were talking about our stories, we'd never really done this before, but we spoke quite from the heart and honestly, and the impact that that can have. But I hope that when people hear us sharing our stories, it inspires them. Like Louise, you in your group, you share your story, share this this like email with your group, because recognize the power that now you have to go and inspire others. And that's what life is about. It's about a community. It's about all of us picking each other up. Because let's face it, how many emails have we read on this episode alone where people said they've been struggling with their weight for 20 years?
Yes. And probably alone. And thinking they're the only ones, or, you know, most people don't feel like this.
So what impact could it have by sharing your story with other people today? Who could you influence? Who could you help?
That's why we started this, because there was nothing around, was there, for us that we found that we could connect with in such a way that was like, oh, yeah, that's me, that's us. So, yeah, how incredible is your little boy's going to be so proud of you, like running around, going on the slides, going on the trampoline. I totally get that exhausted feeling you have sometimes as a mum where you're like, I need this to stop. But then compiling that with struggling with your weight makes that even harder. So, Louise, you're incredible.
Amazing. Right, hang on, where's my... What are we doing next week?
Can we just say, listeners, I've not got up, I've not weed in a bush.
Oh, yeah. She did very well. She's done a whole 57 minutes.
I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be long.
Oh, I've lost the feeling of my leg.
Yeah, I've got a cramp in my thigh.
So I think that we're going to have to go for a little walk, and maybe get a coffee or something.
Oh, yes.
Next week, we're going to come back to the park, I think. This feels like a nice park. I think we should return here.
I like this park.
Where I will be attempting to have a game of badminton with Anna.
Guys, if... the end of the podcast ends very abruptly next week, it's because an ambulance is coming to take me because I've broken something with a shuttlecock.
Yeah, we're talking about body magic. Some very wild, wacky, just crazy different ideas of things, of thinking outside the box of ways that we can move, but also have a blooming good time.
I've got a few up my sleeve, I think, that will blow your mind.
Yeah, thanks to Natasha, who sent us a message about that. She submitted for this month's listeners' questions, but we decided to make that into a bit of a topic for a whole podcast. You can share with us your thoughts. We're at Slimming World Podcast on Insta. You can email us if you prefer, which is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
I'd also love a carrier pigeon.
A carrier pigeon or a small dove that coos.
Oh, yes.
But doesn't poo. Coos, but doesn't poos.
No pooing doves. On that note, guys, it's been a pleasure.
We started with toilet humour and we end with toilet humour. Have a great week and enjoy your food.
Bye for now.